Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
And we're joined on the WBEN live line by the tax lady, Esther Goulias from EG Tax. Esther, good morning. A substantial rate increase is coming for people on unemployment in New York. What led to this change, and how much more will people be getting?
So it's like, it really is a blessing for Western New Yorkers that are on unemployment. So the due to COVID, the Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund in New York State loaned the money, so to speak, to New York State. And so they weren't able to increase unemployment benefits since 2019. They just paid that off. And so now the highest benefit goes from $504 a week to $869 a week starting in October. So that means people on unemployment that qualify for the maximum are going to get a $365 per week raise.
That's pretty substantial, to say the least.
Gosh,
I mean, that's
a huge
jump. I mean, what does that mean for people who are who might lose their job or who are currently collecting unemployment? Does it come with any strings attached? I mean, what do you need to know if you see your benefits jump like that?
It's an extra $34.76 a month. For your yearly benefit, you'd get $41,712. The only string is the same string it's always been there. It's fully taxable on the federal and the state. So that's it. I mean, that's why I was so excited when I saw it was declared. That's a big benefit for people. It's almost a living wage.
And there's some good news for employers here, too, as insurance rates aren't expected to see an increase, right?
They're not. You know, I mean, I kept digging. I thought, you know, as an employer, I'm thinking, okay, this is going to cost an arm and a leg. But the way they got it computed, it's there won't be a change until after 2026. And as a matter of fact, employers were having to pay New York State for the interest on the money that the state had borrowed for the unemployment trust fund. That's going to be set aside, so it's not going to cost employers that that penalty as well.
So if we could backtrack a little bit, this is the state paying off this federal loan that they got during COVID when so many people were going through unemployment, and now they're able to kind of recalibrate this. How is or might unemployment benefits increase going forward now that this loan is paid off? I mean, we haven't seen an increase in over 5 years. What's the normal schedule for increases?
Well, they're saying that they're going to revisit this every year starting in 2026. And so there's a calculation that they come up with, and so it's supposed to be reset every year.
And this becomes effective pretty soon. It's October 1st coming up, right?
October 1st.
All right, so big news.
Absolutely.
Big news for people.
Really, it's just such a large increase. It's $3,476 extra a month. That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, it's a big change in benefits for people moving forward on unemployment, increase of over 300.
That's for the maximum, of course. Yeah. If you're on the low end of the spectrum, it's only a $20 increase.
Well, it could be pretty significant if you're on the higher end of that. Esther, I know you've also been tracking a lot of changes. We're not close to the time when a lot of people are thinking about their taxes, but you always are. What are some of the biggest changes, you know, as the dust has settled from the big, beautiful bill that you're noticing a lot of people are going to be talking about in a couple of months?
People, it's really interesting. They aren't even aware of these changes, and these many of the changes are retroactive to 2025. But something that people need to do, if you want to do energy conservation, and let's face it, even though it's hot out right now, winter is coming, and if you wanted to take advantage of those clean energy credits, like for doors, windows, furnace, hot water tanks, insulation, you got to do it by 12/31 of 2025 because that credit goes away. And if you're somebody that wants an EV, electric vehicle, and you want to look at that $7,500 credit, you got to buy those electric vehicles by September 30th of 2025. So those are two things that you have to do to get. But everything else, tax on tips, that's automatic. The benefit for no tax on overtime, partially. And again, there is tax on tips if it exceeds $25,000. There is tax on overtime. On overtime, if it's over $12,500. So, but those are big benefits. So $25,000, if you're in the 20% bracket, saves you $5,000 in taxes. And there's nothing you have to do. The employer's going to put that on the W-2, and it's an automatic tax savings.
Hey, well, great stuff. Esther, as always, thank you so much for joining us and some big news there that's just happened the last couple of weeks. Esther Gulyas, CEO of EG Tax.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.